days of planting food plots, quality food plots for under $50, they're not gone.
That's right. So many people in today's world think, food plots are getting overpriced. People are paying more for the seed, charging more for the seed. Well, with Stratton Seed Company's blends and Ford soybeans, you can now plant high-quality seed at an affordable cost.
You know, that's super attractive to anybody who's looking to manage property on a budget, and you can still have, again, quality food plots without breaking the bank. And we've been planting Stratton seed for a while now and have had great success. Love the product, love the price. You can't beat it.
All the way from their Wild Game Changer Ford soybeans that are glyphosate tolerant, all the way down to the Heritage blend or the Legacy blend, all the different clover blends. Go ahead and check them out at GoStrattonSeed.com.
All right, thanks for joining us on another Land and Legacy podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dye, and we've got an awesome podcast today, something new we've never done before. You know, you've heard us talk about, you know, the apparel line before on podcast, and where you can check out the hats and the t-shirts and whatnot. But today we actually have the gentleman who has helped us, been the man behind the scenes of the apparel line, on the line with us. And are you there, Joe?
I'm here.
Awesome. I'm here.
Happy
awesome
to be here.
Well, we appreciate all your hard work. We've gotten tons and tons of feedback, as you know, from the hats and shirts, and just the look, the quality, the feel, kind of the madness behind, you know, the patches and supporting conservation. But, you know, we had an idea, and you and another friend helped us really kind of make it and pull it all together. And so for that, we're thankful. But you do this all the time. Tell us a little bit about Joe and who you are, who you're with, and what you do for a living.
Yeah. So number one, I appreciate you having me on.
You bet.
You know, we've got a relationship at this point that I wouldn't trade for many others. And I'm happy to, you know, be involved with you guys. It's been a great experience thus far. And I know we got a lot of good stuff ahead of us.
Likewise.
But yeah, so, you know, I was in the real world, you know, doing my thing, worked for kind of heavy industrial, the heavy industrial world and kind of gearing world. And you know, realized, I guess, early on, back probably when I was, you know, 17, 18, that I had, you know, the idea or the concept for, you know, an apparel brand back then. You know, a bunch of guys growing up, you know, we would hunt, we would fish, and we would do what, you know, pretty much any of the guys that are going to be listening to this podcast could relate to.
Sure. That outdoor, you know, just loving life, outdoor lifestyle.
Sure, and the camaraderie aspect of it, something I've always been, you know, real big on. And I guess I kind of developed the concept back then when I was a younger guy, you know, and thought, you know, there's got to be a way to, you know, take that passion, that love for the outdoors and that camaraderie aspect and kind of translate it into, you know, an apparel brand.
Sure.
And, you know, Outdoor Militia, the kind of the militia concept in a toned down version, you know, so to speak,
yeah,
came along. And, you know, it was originally kind of the Whitetail Militia because, you know, growing up down here in the Southeast in Georgia, you know, we did a lot of whitetail hunting, and that's kind of where it started originally, you know, with the concept. So anyways, fast forward, you know, 7-8 years, and I was in a position where, you know, I was working like we all do, and I wasn't, you know, wasn't thrilled with what I was doing. Didn't feel like I was really, you know, following my passion, so to speak.
Sure.
And, you know, got to a point where I said, hey, look, you know, I'm still young and I've got the opportunity, you know, if I want to go ahead and do it, you know, to kind of put it all on the line and see what happens.
Just take the risk and just kind of leap a little bit.
Sure, hugely, right off the, you know, right off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, no,
you know,
doubt.
And you're in free fall for quite a while, and you've got to learn how to fly. And, you know, that's kind of, I'm still flapping my wings, but things are working out, you know, not too bad. But yeah, so I did. I you know, kind of quit my job and went out and decided, you know, hey, I'm going to figure it out. So,
I
started out.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you know, just that story of like, you know, I know this is an outdoor podcast and hunting and habitat related, but just that leap of like of faith, if you will, of, you know, hey, I want to do something. It's kind of like that, you know, American mentality of I'm going to go out and I'm going to get it. What was that like? I mean, beyond, you know, the simple adjective of that was scary. what sure. was it to you? Because it's you know, it's more than just a brand. You know, at that point, you're putting your livelihood, of course, on the line and making those sacrifices. But, you know, talk a little bit about that grind.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's relative. I mean, it's relative to everybody. Everybody does it in some way, shape, or form on a daily
sure.
basis. You know, but it, you know, to the cliche aspect of it, you know, it's not easy, and you know, not everybody does it, but you know, with that said, it's terrifying. You gotta
yes,
you're giving up a lot, you know, for something that you're not quite sure is going to work out real well.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't exactly change, you know, I mean,
no.
At the end of the day, you know, the weight that you're carrying is falling, you know, solely on your shoulders. So it was the best decision I've ever made. It's put me in a situation to, or did, I guess, originally to have to figure that out.
Right.
You know, and, you know, from there, you know, you get a little bit better at it every day, and you just, you know, keep on keeping on. That's what I did. And I just kept pushing with what I felt was going to be, you know, the right thing to do, you know, to build a brand. And, you know, thankfully to, you know, social media, you know, this day and age, if you spin it right, you have the ability to kind of connect with guys that get, you know, kind of are picking up what you're putting down, you know.
Sure. And, well, sure.
With the outdoor community, you know, that we are a part of, you know, we're fortunate because it is no doubt a brotherhood, you know, and
mm-hmm.
people kind of understand, they understand that if you understand the outdoors and like I said, the camaraderie aspect and the showing up to deer camp, you know, or a hunting club, you know, on a Friday afternoon or evening, and you know, all your buddies are there, and you know, it's time to get a, you know, a good hunt on. I mean, that's something that, you know, there's a lot of value in, and I've just taken that value and put it into, okay, here's an apparel brand, and you know, if you guys kind of see what I'm saying or understand what the message is, then awesome. And
mm-hmm.
fortunately, that's you know, that's what's happened.
Yeah, no doubt. So when was that leap? Like what year?
That was 15.
Okay.
Around 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you get a big, I guess, internal boost, you know, when you first do it, and
yeah.
you know, everything's great. And, you know, then of course you fall flat on your face a few times and you have to figure out how to, you know, kind of how to fine tune things and what your brand is and where you're headed with it. And,
oh yeah.
What works and what doesn't. So,
and that, know, that's then, a, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's just a lot
sure.
of similarities between, you know, any other business that's been a startup and just again took that leap of faith and said I'm gonna set out and do this. Like there's that buzz of okay, hey, this is new, it's cool, I like that brand, I like what they stand for. So like, there's like that immediate gratification, and then it's and. Then the trouble is maintaining that, you know, for the next year, 2 years of just keeping up that consistency within your brand and just retaining the interest of those people. And I feel like if you can retain the interest of those first followers, who believe in you, man, they're going to be, you know, just dedicated to your mission and assist you. But it's tough. Like it's a grind every day, and you're in the apparel line. We're in the habitat consultation services kind of line, real estate line. It's a grind, no matter where you're at and where you come from and what you step out into. That's a grind.
Absolutely. There's no difference in any, you know, whatever industry you decide to kind of, you know, take that leap into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what lies beneath is still the same, you know, it's uncertainty. You know, there's very little security, you know,
right?
It's kind of just, you know, laying out a game plan and doing it in a smart way and then, you know, doing it. And it is not going to go according to plan, but that's part of the game.
That's so true.
You know, as anybody that's done, you know, something on their own, finds out very quickly, that's just, you know, kind of the way it is. But, you know, that's what builds ultimately. If you make it, you know, if you can hang in there long enough and you're going to make a lot of good decisions, and there's going to be some bad decisions that are made along the way. And it's kind of how you deal with those, you know, to offset, you know, basically the feeling of failure and to keep going. And, you know, as long as you can do that and keep on keeping on, you know, you get to a point, I guess, where there's enough momentum that, you know, it kind of keeps you motivated, and you keep it motivated and keep on, you know, keep on cranking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that this is, again, this is an outdoor related podcast, but, you know, I want to, the people who are tuning in, one, I hope this is just insightful and just encouraging if you ever thought about going out and doing something yourself. But we're getting to, you know, how this all ties into Land and Legacy here in a little bit. But do you have a mentor that you kind of look up to from, you know, a business you kind of bounce ideas off of, like, or is this, you know, all this is kind of like, man, I've lived and learned lessons just by myself, trial and error? Or do you have someone who's kind of helped guide you and mentor some of your steps?
You know, I don't really.
Nice.
I've done kind of, I think, the age old, you know, way of finding a mentor. The easiest way possible is to go to the bookstore and, you know, pick up books. And that's definitely where I started, you know, the journey that I'm on at this point. You know, because if you think about it, there's a lot of guys that have done a lot of great things, and they tend to write it down, you know,
right.
So you can kind of get a short condensed version of a lot of people's successes by just, you know, grabbing a book and opening it up and reading about, you know, whatever topic it is that, you know, you need some knowledge in. So,
yeah, certainly,
you know, that's definitely been, number one to me. There's a huge value in having somebody, a mentor that, you know, you can follow along with and can kind of guide you. But I haven't had that yet. You know, that's something that I'm still looking for. And I hope that, you know, that I find, you know, sooner rather than later.
Sure.
But thus far, no, it's just kind of been, you know, me and some books and, you know, reading and research and kind of following my gut on what I think is, you know, what's going to work and, you know, prayer. Of course,
oh, definitely.
And going for it.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's encouraging to hear that, you know, again, it's just, you know, putting your nose into a book and jumping in full force, both feet, and just making it work, kind of the sink or swim mentality. And when I look at Outdoor Militia from a brand standpoint, from what you've been able to do, and honestly, three and a half year period, Joe, that's incredible. You know, you've gotten yourself out there and you're selling apparel and a incredible brand that a lot of people believe in. You know, it's not this, in my opinion, a little podunky thing. Like, this is, you know, you've done very well and you're extremely humble about it. Which is, you know, just more proof of your character and why I think we get along so well. Where is Outdoor Militia at now?
Sure. So, well, one thing I would like to say,
sure.
You know, back up one step, is, you know, I was fortunate enough to understand, you know, the outdoor community and all the guys that I've grown up and hunt and fish with. And I said, you know, right out of the gate, I said, there's of course a lot of other guys out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
And through, you know, social media, you know, it was a great opportunity in the infancy and the early stages of Outdoor Militia to kind of reach out and find other guys that would be interested in that. Pro staff's an overused term, but that's kind of what we set up in a way. And, you know, I was 100%, you know, blessed with finding, you know, a small group of guys, you know, 10, 12 guys, you know, many of which at this point are, you know, like brothers to me, that have helped, you know, absolutely helped keep me motivated.
Sure.
Couldn't have done it without them. You know, just as guys that are there, you know, asking, hey, how's everything going? All right, what are we doing? Are we gonna, you know, plan a trip? Or, you know, just just it's that without a doubt, those guys, you know, and they know who they are. They've been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Great decision to do that.
Awesome. So go ahead.
I was going to say, as far as where Alto Militia is headed, you know, there's always a lot of, you know, decisions to make. And when you start, I guess, something like this and you don't have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars behind it, then every decision you make is there's a little bit more important in it than
heavily
than
calculated.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's calculated, but at the same time, you still have to just do it.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta hope for the best. And yeah, so I mean, with Outdoor Militia, you know, going into 19, there's hopefully going to be some more show presence, you know, get out and really get to meet these guys, which we've done in the past and really enjoy. You know, even if you go to these shows and you don't sell anything, it's good just to get out there and talk to guys about the outdoors, just about hunting, fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what we do and what we love. And at the end of the day, you know, maybe Outdoor Militia disappears tomorrow, but those conversations will still be going on and they will still happen. You know, and that's where the passion for the brand, you know, really lies. It's just a true conviction to, you know, to the outdoors. And of course, you know, with our relationship, you know, promoting conservation and doing, you know, the things that hopefully a lot of other guys, you know, will tune into and understand, you know, share the word, I guess, you know, to continue doing the things that we all need to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our story of kind of how we connected, you know, I think lends a lot to, you know, that, hey, we just found something similar and shared a vision for what it was that Land and Legacy kind of wanted to do. And then you had expertise, to allow us to do that. And basically it was, hey, Joe, we're an outdoor conservation minded brand. We want to do an apparel line to help, you know, one, getting our brand out there, and a way to do that was create these cool patches that then we give donations back to with every purchase of the hat,
right,
to a conservation group. We teamed up with QDMA, National Wild Turkey Federation, Quail Forever, those three at this time, and there's more to come. But, you know, we brought this to you and said, you know, what can we do? And immediately you're like, we're just going to make sure we do it. Like, you know, we didn't have all the answers, but, you know, coming together with around kind of one central vision, it was, you know, hey, I like what you're thinking. I like what you're doing. Let's just make it work and iron out the details kind of as we go along. And it's evolved into what you're seeing now with the apparel line and, you know, building all this stuff up. And I love that because kind of like your brand, it's, you know, not everyone's going to like, you know, this hat or this shirt or whatever, but it's the brand. It's the meaning, the message behind it. And again, you being who you are, jumped on right to what we're doing. And, you know, you believed in us and you're like, it's worth it. It's worth the risk and time. And gosh, we certainly appreciate it.
Sure. Well, and I mean, you know, there's a lot of things happen for a lot of reasons. You know, some of those you can't, you know, explain, but, you know, you guys are in Missouri. I'm here in Georgia, and, you know, through a network that was established through Outdoor Militia. And mm-hmm. like I'd mentioned previously with, you know, with the pro staff folks, you know, that network of brothers that I have, and a sister or two there involved.
Yeah.
that's people, you know, people that are on the same page, tend to work really well together. And one way or the other, we found, you know, Land and Legacy and you guys, you know, found myself and Outdoor Militia and, you know, as you said, it was kind of a no brainer, you know, right out of the gate. There was definitely a lot of meshing that took place and said, okay, great, let's do it. You know, we don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but there is a basic way of doing stuff and we've done it. And it's, you know, thus far, you know, the Land and Legacy launch has been well beyond successful. I mean, it's been fantastic.
Well, again, a lot of that's accredited to your ingenious plans of how to even put this stuff together. And honestly, the design too. Adam and I, we're not artistic, as many people could probably put together. It was a lot of thought, but truthfully, you know, the putting the patches on the hats, and you know what color combinations, this and that, how that all comes together, that's a lot of you, and you had the experience, and we leaned heavily on you to do that and see it through. And from the feedback, everyone's loving them. We're loving them. They looked great. And I'm excited because this spring there's going to be more. There's going to be more options and everything. You know, you mentioned show season coming up. We've got certainly one big event that we are doing. We're going to be at National Wild Turkey Federation weekend of February 14th, 15th, and 16th. Working with Pure Air Natives out of their booth, doing some educational stuff. But it's a great place for us to be able to have some of the turkey hats. They're sure. At the show, kind of showing them off, saying, hey, look what's being produced and that's out there. And at the same time, here's $5 back to NWTF, an organization that right. Everyone here in this room is supporting. You know, we want to carry that torch and get that out there. So that's an event that we're certainly looking forward to. What are some of the events, Joe, that you're going to be at this coming year?
We're going to do our best to get to the Dixie Gear Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Gio went out of a blast. We always hit. We've also got tentatively some plans to try to get out to the Texas Trophy Hunters.
Nice.
Shows out in Texas.
Right.
And, you know, more or less, one of the advantages, you know, of social media is you have the ability to, you know, spread a word pretty quick. So kind of what mm-hmm. we're looking at, it's, you know, basically if we do these things, we like to do them properly and we like to do them, you know, we want to have a presence.
Sure.
You know, so we've got some plans to go ahead and put together, you know, solid booth like we like to have when we go to these shows and kind of really just, you know, feel it out from there. We're going to send out, you know, probably through our email list, you know, here in the next few weeks, and kind of get some feedback on, you know, where guys want to see us, what shows they want to see us at,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, kind of come back to the drawing board and say, all right, you know, these will work and you know, do our best to get to them. I mean, as always, you know, as I said earlier, it's still a budget, you know, there's still a budget involved.
Certainly.
If we could get to every single one, we'd be there, you know, because we, mm-hmm. over the years, the last, you know, 3 years, we've had, you know, plenty of guys say, well, why weren't you at this show? Why weren't you at that show? And believe us, we'd love to be there. You know, we'd love to be there. But it's, you know, it's still always boils down to, you know, what we can afford to do and
time and money.
You know, what we can.
Time and money.
Sure.
It always comes down to, okay, it always seems like those are the limiting factors in any, you know, business decision or what have you.
Sure.
But yeah, that's what it boils down to, simply enough. So with Outdoor Militia, where do you see it going, you know, 5 years, 10 years down the road? You know, what are, if you're willing, what's your long-term vision for it? How do you see it, you know, continuing to grow?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I guess the reality, and not many people probably want to admit it, but the reality of, you know, an apparel brand is, you know, unless you're a Polo or you're a Nike or somebody on that level, there is, you know, typically a lifespan to your brand, you know, so. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it goes away,
mm-hmm.
but I guess, you know, from an apparel standpoint, you know, things get hot and then they're not, you know,
sure.
So I've always kind of looked at it, you know, I still always focus on the core values of Outdoor Militia and kind of what I've founded it on and what the, you know, the foundation is. And that's, you know, guys that are like everybody that I've grown up with and like to hunt and fish and believe in you know, have a strong patriotic aspect to them and like to enjoy the outdoors and have a good time, you know. So what I do know is one way or the other, whether it's apparel, you know, shirts and hats, et cetera, or it's, you know, kind of segueing into some other aspects of the outdoor world, you know, outdoor militia will continue to be around.
Yeah.
What that means, you know, I think that kind of is one of those where you gotta get to that, you know, those certain, you know, points in time and figure out, okay, is this still working? Is it not? But I can tell you, you know, above and beyond all, one thing that I will do, you know, at some point when the time is right and the ability to do it the right way, which is I'm a big believer in, you know, there's oftentimes you've got to do something and you just got to make yourself do it and just hope for the best. But there's also other situations where, you know, if you're going to do something in a certain category of things, you want to make sure it's done properly. And one of those categories for, you know, myself and outdoor militia is to, you know, give back, much like Landon Legacy is. But, you know, my focus will be, you know, to veterans, and, you know, specifically the special operations community, which I have a tremendous amount of respect for.
Absolutely.
You know, and I would like to develop something in the future that that everybody can kind of, in our world, in our network of really good people, can get behind and, you know, give back to those guys because they deserve it.
Yeah, I love that. And one, I hope everyone, I encourage everyone to go out to outdoormilitia.com, check it out. But one of the cool things, and honestly, Joe, I don't know if we've shared this with you, but one of the cool things that we just, Adam and I just kind of latched onto was like, you know, I like this more than just, you know, it's cool, it looks good. Now, like, most of your designs have got, you know, an American flag somehow incorporated into them. You know, a lot of the hats have that little patch insignia there as an option on the back.
Sure.
Yeah, and that costs money. I mean, you know, it costs you money to be able to put that on there, but it's important to you. And it's important to, you know, the brand of Outdoor Militia, and it's heartfelt. Like, you know, your mentality is to give back to those people and support patriotism and America. And we're like, man, above everything else, so that's additional, that's bonus. You know, I like being associated with someone who sees those values too.
Sure. Well, I you know, I appreciate that. And yeah, from day one, the first Outdoor Militia hat that, you know, that was made, so to speak, had a American flag, you know, patch put on the rear of the cap and sewn on. And since then, I personally, believe it or not, have sewn a lot of flag patches, American flag patches, on a lot of Outdoor Militia hats. Just about everyone that's gone out the door. And
man,
that's something that I have, I've beat my head against the wall many times because I wasn't trying to grow up to be a seamstress or whatever you want to call it, but there's also a tremendous amount of pride that goes into that because I want it done right.
And I love it.
And each and every one of those that I put on there, there's no doubt. There's an absolute sense of pride that somebody buying this hat knows that there's going to be a flag on it and they want it because of that, or you know, in some cases do, and that makes me feel good. I like that, you know.
Yeah.
I do. I'm a big fan of the red, white, and blue.
That's awesome. That's cool. And again, that's just another you know, example of the character and mentality behind Outdoor Militia. So with this podcast, Joe, you know, we've talked about And again, this goes back to our focus around conservation. But one of the things that you've agreed to do, one, you helped us set up the website, helped us launch the website, the apparel website, and put all the pieces together, ordering, fulfillment, everything. Like, everyone, this is the mastermind behind it. But in addition to that, you're going to put the Land Legacy Conservation Caps on Outdoor Militia's website and help us to increase the amount of dollars going back to conservation. How does that kind of process work? And, you know, can someone, you know, listening to this podcast, which will be released, you know, on a Tuesday, can they go and find that? And what's the best way for them to check out Outdoor Militia, Apparel Line, social media, all that stuff?
Sure. Well, you know, as we said, our relationship that we've developed, you know, a long time ago, really, but thus far, it's very solid. You know, there's absolutely a level of, you know, we want to help each other, and there always has been. And, you know, with Land and Legacy's apparel and with the conservation, you know, aspect in mind and the donation that's taken place there, I mean, you're talking $5 donated, you know, per conservation patch hat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $5 per purchase to QDMA or NWTF or Quail Forever. And I'll venture to say that's $5 more than a lot of, you know, organizations are donating to NWTF, QDMA, or Quail Forever. I mean, that's a lot of money. And that really goes to show, you know, how dedicated you all are with Land and Legacy to do, you know, what you feel is right and put the money, you know, kind of, you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
And yeah.
I like that, you know. I see that as, you know, passion and commitment. And that's, you know, of course, why, you know, we've matched up really well. So with that said, yes, absolutely. There will be, and they're actually, by Tuesday, we've got it up there now and kind of tweaking things and making sure everything's going to work. But we'll have a Land and Legacy apparel tab. You know, if you come on a mobile device, there'll be a menu option in the top left corner. You'll tap that menu option. You'll just scroll down to Land and Legacy apparel, tap on that, and it will offer you, you know, the latest Land and Legacy hats and shirts. And then if you're coming, you know, through desktop, right there at the top of the screen, you know, with the menu options, you'll see it there. Of course, again, I think it's actually going to be dead center at the bottom of the menu. It'll be Land and Legacy apparel. So super, super excited to do that, you know, along with you guys, because it's, you know, without conservation organizations, as we all know, there's going to be a lot of stuff that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that continues to happen. And with, you know, companies like Land and Legacy donating $5 per purchase, that's big, you know, and that's great. And that's, I think that also sets a standard and, you know, something that, you know, other companies can, you know, maybe say, hey, look, you know, if they can do it, so can we.
Right. Well, we certainly appreciate that opportunity and your dedication to, you know, believing one in us and then just the conservation mindset, because, you know, it all works and it all comes full circle for everyone. You know, if you will, people who listen to the podcast, people who, you know, are purchasing a hat from you or a shirt from you or a decal, you know, again, we're all hunters. We're all people who love the land and love the outdoors and love recreating on, you know, the water, the land, whatever it is.
That's
we
right.
All have a passion, and I think that there's one, tons of synergy just between, you know, us, but there needs to be more synergies between, I think, other companies, you know, in the outdoor space. It's kind of like, oh, I occupy this is kind of my territory. Well, you know, what happens, and there's no answer to this, but what happens when we all truthfully kind of get behind one another? And, you know, this is the two of us coming to get behind conservation
sure.
organizations. I think, you know, it can change our understanding, you know, from a consumer level of how we interact with people, how we interact with other hunters, how, you know, everything. So this is just a extremely small sample size of that, but you know, again, it kind of goes down to talk the talk, walk the walk. Like, we're doing it. So hopefully this is an
sure.
example of more things to come for other people too.
Sure, absolutely. And actually, it's a really a good touch point that you brought up there with, you know, what we've all experienced. And with social media, you know, like it, hate it, believe me, I wake up many days of the week, and I don't like social media. Really don't. Even though without it, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Certainly.
A lot of that is because we all know. I mean, anybody all the guys that are listening to this podcast out there, I would think a majority of them have a social media account, whether it be Facebook or Instagram.
Sure.
So we've all seen, kind of
the good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly. And really, at the end of the day, we all know that a lot of what's put on social media is not real. Not exactly real. And what is real, though, is what we all grew up doing, what we all know, about the outdoors. And that's just those, those shared experiences doing, whether it's planting fields or, on a dove hunt or, on a deer hunt or sitting around the campfire. And that's, to me, that's what guys, need to focus on. They need to focus on knowing that, maybe we don't dress the same. Maybe we don't do this. Maybe we don't talk the same. But at the end of the day, if we all got, together and banded together in a true way, in a true sense of the word, then we there's not a whole lot you couldn't accomplish.
I would venture to say, what, I don't know if it's a song or lyrics of a song, but it's like, Can't Stop Us Now or something like that.
That's right.
Just like what you said earlier, though, it's like there is a brotherhood around it. It's a brotherhood right now I see, and I think a lot of people would agree with, that is very segmented. We're all under this umbrella, but like the umbrella has like pie, sections, and we all try and put ourselves in these categories. But man, guess what? That umbrella covers us all. And I think that's important for us to truthfully realize and just, hey man, you might be across the way or in this other little pie section underneath the umbrella, but you're still here.
Yeah. Sure. One, and we're all doing the same stuff. I mean, one way or the other, we're all outdoorsmen, and in a respectful manner, I say there's a lot of guys out there that probably are, not doing things quite right, but that's a small segment of the pie, and that is what it is. But I mean, as far as everybody else, I mean, we're all, and that's the thing. Like, when I go out and about and I see people wearing, outdoor apparel that's kind of in my my segment, that's not Under Armour, a competitive, brand of mine or not. I'd say, man, that's awesome. Like,
right.
This guy's, he gets it. He's a friend of mine. Might as well be, because he's doing the same, wearing the same kind of stuff I am, or, gets that aspect of things. And I think it's cool as crap, but you definitely got to have a, in some cases, kind of not worry about being, who's the coolest, but just worry about just being, being straight and being who you are and going from there.
Yeah. No doubt. There's a lot of competition within any industry, of course. And I think, sometimes competition to a certain degree, if you will, a threshold is good. It's good for, capitalism, but then it can turn downright ugly. And it's like, okay, now there's no need for all that. Like, again, we're all doing the same stuff, so let's see how big we can get it together. So, and that's I think a good analogy kind of for what we're doing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's a lot of the outdoor industry. It's a lot of guys. There's a lot of gals that are stepping in and doing a lot of awesome stuff, which is really cool. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But, at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, men typically are kind of hunters, And I think when you get us together, you end up with a lot of that mindset mentality of, who killed the biggest buck and, well, I'm cooler than y'all are because I killed the bigger deer. At the end of the day, like, hey, let's all just be cool and enjoy it together.
It can be so simplified. Sure. Well, Joe, I've certainly appreciated it. I hope everyone else has. What is the best way? And I, again, encourage everyone who's listening to go and check out Outdoor Militia. But what is the best way for them to find you, to connect with you, to follow you, whatever? What's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so you know, of course, our website, if you're looking for any type of apparel, outdoor militia apparel, and as of, you know, next Tuesday, we'll be, Land & Legacy will be offered on there, www.outdoormilitia.com. And then beyond that, probably Instagram is going to be your best route to kind of keep up to date with what we've got going on. We try to keep everybody in the loop there with sales or new products. But that's at Outdoor Militia on Instagram, and then of course Facebook would be Facebook.com/ Outdoor Militia. So
fantastic.
Those are the three.
The big three. Yeah, no doubt. Well, you're definitely love the mentality. Love what you stand for. Love how that character comes through the brand. And I think a lot of other people are going to appreciate that too, and find that they totally agree with direction you're going, Joe, and encourage them to check it out. We appreciate your time. Appreciate you, one, believing in us and helping us, guiding us through this process, because, like I think we probably said it in the past, is, man, we know habitat and we know conservation, we know game species, but I don't know apparel, and I don't know apparel like you. And again, you've been extremely helpful, right. and we certainly appreciate that.
Well, absolutely. Likewise, couldn't have asked for a better group of guys to be involved with, to kind of venture into, helping others with the apparel. And it's been fantastic, and there's only going to be a lot more good stuff that's yet to come. So,
tip of the iceberg.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate Joe, and appreciate everyone listening along to this week's podcast. I made mention during the podcast that February 14th, 15th, 16th is NWTF convention. Adam and I are going to be there with Pure Air Natives, and there is a special event that we're going to be doing the night of February 16th at 6 o'clock in the Bayou C room, Bayou C in the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. We're hosting a special event. It's called After Hours with Land & Legacy. Pure Air is putting it on. We're going to have a never-heard-before live seminar, and then a follow-up Q&A podcast in that room, some door prizes, stuff like that. We're going to have hats there, but would love, love, love to interact with you guys. We haven't done many events in the past, but this is one that we're pumped for, and we want to engage with you guys, again, interact, and then share some information. So we're going to have a presentation, seminar. There's no cost. Come enjoy. Talk with us, chat with us. Basically, it's going to start at 6, and they don't shut that room down until 11. So hopefully we'll see you guys there. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.